Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every moment, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Have you ever asked somebody just randomly be like, hey, tell me about yourself? And they'll be like, well, I'm an architect. And like, tell me about yourself. Well, you know, I own a hair salon. And tell me about yourself. Well, I'm a teacher. And tell me about yourself. And people will tell you about what they do. You know, it's become the thing that people focus on. The French don't do that. No. You'll never meet a French person who does that. You go up to a French person, you'd be like, excuse me, what do you do? Be like, oh, me, I go for walks with my friends, and, you know, I like to, you know, eat good food, and you're like, no. What do you do for a living? It's like, ah, for a living, pardon, okay, for a living, okay. No, I breathe, and, you know, I drink water, and, you know, of course, I have to make love, you know.
July 8th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Here we are. Da 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 da. Oh boy, oh boy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good.
That's good. Good. That trip of the clip of Trevor Noah. I have two sets of friends that just got back from Europe. And they're doing the whole, like, did they just live differently over there now?
Like, pardon moi. Oh, sorry. I was in France. do you have a cafe? I am so sorry. I was over there. I'm a Francophile.
Well, it's a whole lot of, like, they just have it all figured out over there. Yeah, they do. Don't tell me about it, okay?
I mean, they're saying
very stressed.
They're saying that as people that were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, yeah. So anyway, though, speaking of vacation, right before we went on, I was telling Katie and Kevin about my vacation and that I have coming up, and my brother is coming with me on vacation. We're flying across the country to go to the Outer Banks, and.
It's a
string of islands in North Carolina and South Carolina, and it's beautiful beaches along there, and my brother's coming with us, And before my brother meets up with us in North Carolina, he's flying to Pennsylvania to check in on our dad.
Oh, great.
And our dad is, he lives in the mountains of Pennsylvania. He's a stroke survivor. He has no teeth. Yep. And he lives alone.
Right.
And my brother calls me yesterday and he just goes, I just got off the phone with dad. And I go, oh, that's nice. And he goes, dad forgot that I was coming. And I go, really? Oh. He goes, yeah, he forgot that I was coming next week. And I go, oh, man, well, that kind of tracks. And he goes, yeah. And then he followed it up with yelling at me, saying that I wasn't staying long enough.
Oh, I said, my God.
I said, that's a strange follow-up to I forgot you were coming.
Right. I didn't know you were coming, but now that you are, how dare you?
How dare you? How dare you stay for just a little bit?
Right.
Oh, my God. He told me that story. I was like, all of this tracks for dad.
It really does.
Forgot you were coming and mad you're not staying.
Yeah, that's very George.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, it's the second date update on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Cody. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
So you went on a first date with a woman named Lauren. Tell us about the first date. Where did you go, and what did you do? And then we want to know, why do you think you're not getting a second date here?
Well, man, I don't know. We met online, and then we decided to meet up for dinner, and dinner went great. And then afterwards, I called, texted, and no response, man. I'm just always getting ghosted, and I don't understand why, and I just need answers.
So did you just do dinner and then nothing else?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you pick her up?
No, we both met at the restaurant. It's 2023.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Well, we're going to get her on the phone. Oh, she is on the phone. She's on the phone. Okay. So we're going to talk to her. You're going to be on hold. You'll be able to hear everything, but we won't be able to hear you. And okay. We're going to ask her what it is about that very normal, very modern, very contemporary date. All right. Cody's now on hold. Lauren, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you're on the second date update on the Wake Up Call. It's Gavin and Katie, and we just got done talking to Cody. And Cody's a guy, I'm sure you remember, who you went on a first date with. So we just want to know, what is the reason why you're not?
Yeah, you're talking about the Duke, yeah?
I'm talking about what?
Oh, yeah. He didn't tell you he's a Duke?
He's a Duke.
Well, He couldn't stop talking about he has this supposed English royal heritage, and he looked himself up on Ancestry.com, and that it says he's a duke.
I mean, yeah, okay, but isn't that cool? Like, don't you want to date a guy who's a
Gavin, if it was true, but this is no. No.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's get Cody back in here. So, excuse me, Sir Cody.
Oh, man.
So you're a Duke. Tell us about that.
Well, listen, through my ancestry, I found out that, like, literally over 100 years of lineage, that I come from a long line of royals and that I am actually a Duke.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. No. Okay, maybe somewhere way down the line, you have some kind of royal heritage.
Tell us about your dukedom.
It's been confirmed of the long line of royals on Ancestry.com. You know, when you spit in the tube and you mail it out?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how I figured it out. And then I did some digging and talked to some relatives, and I was kind of shocked at first, but I think it's super cool. I brought it up. I thought it would be like a cool little, you know, snippet to tell her, and that she might be like, oh, that's cool. But like,
I just Googled it. There's only 30 Duke lines. And you're telling us that you, a Sacramento, California resident, come from one of those Duke lines.
Yep.
Which one?
I come from the line of the Duke of Lennox.
Of heating and air systems. okay.
Do you see him on there, Gavin?
No, of course I don't see Cody
no,
on here. I mean, there is a Duke.
Do you see a Duke of Lennox?
Well, sure, there is a Duke line called the Duke of Lennox. Yes, that is true. But I mean, I don't see Sir Cody. The last time I see somebody that was a surviving member, it was a guy named Charles Gordon Lennox. That's the last. But I mean, Cody, listen, and this isn't me saying that you're not right, but go ahead, ask me.
Okay.
What Duke line do I come from?
What Duke line do you come from?
The Duke of Argyle. See how easy it is to memorize one of the random dukes on Wikipedia? Like,
I believe that perhaps you do have a connection to this family, but you're...
Who cares?
I think her reaction's
No, it's not that. It's just like, there's got to be more that makes you a duke.
How many times, Lauren, did he bring it up on the date?
It was the majority of dinner that this is what we talked about.
No. Not true. No, I like brought it up. We talked about it a little bit.
Outside of mentioning it once in a 30-second interesting fact about me, there's really nothing else that, like, Cody, is this like part of your identity now?
Why not? I mean, I think it's cool. I'm not like a knight. I haven't been knighted. I'm not sir. I'm just a Duke.
You're just a Duke, man. Just your average Joe Duke.
I'm the Duke of the ice blocks,
well,
I guess.
Well, I'm sure you will meet your Duchess someday.
But it's not Lauren,
but it's
apparently.
Not Lauren.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. It is. Lauren, you could have been a lady.
I could have told everybody.
Start every conversation that way.
All right. Well, so, yeah, not a second date, but... Cody, we bid you a fond adieu. And Lauren, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to Golfland Sunsplash to give away. And no better way to spend a hot summer afternoon than at Sunsplash, and we are going to be playing Talktionary. Katie, what are the rules of your game?
We are going to take Pictionary cards, but obviously we're on the radio. You couldn't see what we're drawing. So we're going to describe each word on the Pictionary card, and you are going to tell us what the word is. Now, you can skip around on the card, but you can't go on to the next card till all 5 from the first have been completed.
Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
You were caller 17, so you got to compete in Talktionary, and you chose Kevin as your partner. We'll find out if that was a wise move or not.
It is.
30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready to play?
I've been ready.
Heidi, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Starts now.
Okay, this is the first stage of a frog.
A tadpole.
Yes, okay. And then you place these around your garage to catch, like, rodents. Yes.
Okay.
If you have a list of to do and you finish all of them, you have a what? Huh? You did what? Like your to do list, you checked everything off. Another word for done. Complete.
Yeah. That's all right. You got 2, Heidi. So we're going to put you on hold. Stick around for round 2. Now let's talk to Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm on my way to work. I'm from Pollock Pines.
Pollock Pines. Okay. Love it. All right. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock for you and me as well. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. Love the confidence. Here we go. Starts right now. If you can shoot somebody with a gun from very far away and you're good at it in the military, you are a? Another. Okay. We're going to pass on that one. If you have a cold and you've got a runny nose and you go, what is that? I have a little...
Sniffle.
Yes. Okay. If you see something in the desert that's not really there, it is a God!
Mirage.
Mirage. These were hard.
So did she get 2?
No, she didn't get sniper.
I don't. Oh, so it's okay.
Did you say mirage?
That's what the word was. Mirage.
I would have never guessed that.
Oh, okay.
Why wouldn't you have guessed that?
I mean, it's not, I would have been like, it's an hallucination. I don't know.
Right. I get you, Ashley.
I mean, I don't know.
You also didn't know what a sniper was either.
Hey, stop berating people.
You're attacking your partner.
Right.
I will attack Ashley because we don't even need round two.
Ashley, you're safe with me.
All right. Okay. You have 1 point. We're going to move on to the next round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Go. This is facial hair on a man that is just under his nose.
Mustache.
Yes, we work on the...
radio.
Yes.
Okay.
The opposite of multiply.
Divide.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. If a butterfly comes out of this to be a butterfly. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The opposite of big.
Fuck.
All right. But I don't
one,
even...
two, three, four, five.
Wow. We got four on that round.
Yeah, you did good on that round.
Wow. Who saw that coming? Wow.
Not you.
All right. So now, Ashley, I'm going to put you on hold because we have five. Kevin currently has two. Heidi, you need three just to tie.
Boy, Heidi.
We've got this.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, this is a game where you use a rope and both sides, they have to pull. What's another? Okay.
She got it.
Oh. If you're not serving in the military, you're considered a what? The military protects these people.
Reserve.
No, like you're a regular person.
I don't
like in the city there are people that live here, they're considered the okay, you know what? Skip. This gives you oxygen to your brain.
Oh
my god, citizen!
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 That was the word, Heidi. Citizen. But unfortunately, you didn't get enough, which means in a shock to everybody.
Yes.
Ashley.
Okay.
Ashley,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Wow. Wow, that's right,
that
Ashley.
Was impressive. You got a 4-pack of tickets to Golfland Sunsplash. Congratulations. That was amazing.
She goes, hee hee.
Thank you, guys.
Of course, stay on hold. We got to get your information, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
You got it. Oh, who's in the car with you? Who's all excited?
Oh my gosh, I have my daughter and her best friend, Skylar, and they wanted me to win so bad.
That's so cute. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Acalia.
Hi, Acalia and Skylar.
Wow, that's a cool name.
Hi.
Hi. All right, stay on hold. Congratulations.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
We are building up a jackpot, and so far, so good on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Da, 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 da. We are playing with Muzda this morning. Good morning, Muzda.
Good morning.
All right. Jackpot's only $40, but you know what, though? It's not nothing. We're going to see how you stack up against Katie, who's leaving the studio as I speak. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. The Trump administration and Justice Department announced yesterday that there is no client list that Jeffrey Epstein kept. This is after they said that there was and even claimed to have given it to social media influencers. So, what year did Epstein kill himself? Was it 2019, 2020, or 2021?
2021.
Question two. Alex Cooper, the host of the Call Her Daddy podcast, was booed at a Chicago Cubs game by the entire crowd because she was singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game terribly. Although it did seem like she was singing poorly on purpose. That's my opinion. What line comes after the opening line, Take Me Out to the Ball Game? Question three. Jason Isaac, the star of season three White Lotus, and he also played Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter series, is calling Harry Potter fans racist. The reason is he is sick of seeing the toxic fan culture blasting the casting choice of the new Snape in the HBO Max show because he's black. What was Snape's first name?
Oh, I don't know.
All righty. Oh, question four. Denise Richards and her husband are getting a divorce, and they made it official on the 4th of July. Her husband, Aaron Pfeiffers, I think I'm saying his last name right, is requesting spousal support and the return of his power tools. What franchise of Real Housewives was Denise Richards part of?
The Rich Wives of Beverly Hills.
The Rich Wives of Beverly Hills. All right. And question five, Robert Irwin, the adorable son of Steve Irwin, had to issue a public apology to a restaurant that blasted him for dining and dashing. In a video he posted on social media, he said he really didn't mean to do that, and he thought someone had paid, but he promises to make it right. If that bill was $210 and he leaves a 20% tip, how much is that?
$45.
Okay. Kevin, go get Katie. And Muzda, what do we do for a living?
I am a quality assurance supervisor.
Quality assurance? What? Quality assurance or insurance?
Assurance.
What? So specifically for about what?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Quality assurance of what? All right.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. We're going to put you on hold. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Question one. I know you had your hopes up, but there is no client list that Jeffrey Epstein kept. That is.
Do we believe that?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
That's according to the Trump administration and the Justice Department. And this was after they said that there was a client list.
Right.
And they even claimed to have given it to social media influencers.
Yeah.
So what was in those binders then? What was on the desk that you were bragging like, I got it on my desk? So what was it? Did you look at it? Anyway, what year did Epstein kill himself?
Ooh.
Was it 2019, 2020, or 2021?
I'm going to say 2019.
I'm going to say you're right.
Okay. It was pre-COVID.
It was pre-COVID, yeah. There we go. I don't know what's going on with my ringy dings. There it is. Okay. Question two. Alex Cooper, the Call Her Daddy podcast host, she got booed at a Chicago Cubs game because she was singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game terribly. Although I think she was trying to be funny. She might have even been drunk. I don't know.
I think it just sounded like she's not a good singer and she knows it.
Yeah. What line comes after the opening line? Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
It's technically take me out with the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Take me out to the crowd sounds like, fine,
I'm a... Let them watch me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a witch. You can finally get what you want. Burn me. Question three, Jason Isaac, the White Lotus season 3 star. He also played Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter series. He's calling Harry Potter fans racist.
Whoa.
He says he's sick of seeing the toxic fan culture blasting the casting choice of the new Snape in the HBO Max show.
Oh, because he's black.
Because he's black. Oh, I totally agree with him.
Yeah.
Fanboys suck.
Because it's not a real person.
Right. Never I once mean,
remember,
in the book.
Remember when you got mad about the mermaid?
Right.
Never, that's you.
Never once in the book is his race described. So guess what? He could be black. It's okay. He could be Asian. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
What was Snape's first name?
Severus.
Severus. That's correct. And question four, Denise Richards and her husbands are getting a divorce.
I know.
Sorry.
That's tough. I mean, she really loved him.
Aaron, am I saying this right? Pfeiffer's?
I've never heard his last name said. Okay. So.
In the 4th of July filing with the courts, he is requesting spousal support from her and the return of his power tools.
He's a kook. I mean, she is too, but he's... Like, he believed that the government was following him around because he had found a cure to cancer and they didn't want people to tell anybody.
Why didn't he tell everybody?
You had to pay his services.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay. He says that Denise Richards makes $250,000 a month.
She does.
Yeah.
And here's the other crazy thing.
Yeah.
She has let his family move into her Malibu home, and she picked up her kids and her husband and went and got a bunch of condos all connected to each other, and that's where they live.
Okay. Sounds like a good decision.
Well, again, she's a kook.
What franchise of Real Housewives was she part of?
Beverly Hills.
Yes. Or as Muzda said, the rich women of Beverly Hills. I still gave you the point. Okay, here we go. Question five. Robert Irwin, the adorable son of Steve Irwin, he had to issue a public apology for dining and dashing to a restaurant. He said that he thought somebody in the group had paid. It was a mistake. He says he promises to make it right. If their bill was $210,
okay,
and he leaves a 20% tip,
oh boy,
how much is that?
20% of that. Okay.
Want me to buzz you?
No.
Okay.
$64.
$42.
All right.
You're on the right track. Muzda, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Final score. You got 1. Katie got 4.
Woo!
Katie wiped the floor with you.
It did.
She goes, ah.
You also swore, so I'm not a fan.
Oh, come on, Gavin.
Sorry about that.
What is it that you would like to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie today.
Not today.
But keep making sure that those quality assurances of yeses are correct.
Yes.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I have to complain about something real fast. I've never been tortured before.
Oh.
Although I have been to the final taping of American Idol in my life.
Oh.
But I have mosquito bites on my feet right now. Not sure when this happened, but I was outside barefoot at some point and some bitch of a mosquito just had a sizzler buffet on my foot. And because I live in society, I gotta walk around in shoes.
Yeah.
Every single step I am taking right now is torture. Like, I've never been like, you know, some people are like tickle torture.
Oh, man.
That's kind of like what's happening right now with my feet. And I can't walk around work barefoot. I just can't.
Walk around in here barefoot.
In the studio, yeah, I can. Yeah. But I can't, like, go get a coffee or go to the bathroom. I would never go to the bathroom barefoot. But
can I be honest? Sure, you can.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this industry.
No one's going to look down.
I mean, in this industry, the fact that. Kevin, we used to work with somebody that didn't wear shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Now, he didn't wear shoes. Like, that was his personality.
I forgot about that.
But if you... I'm not saying you want to be the shoeless guy.
I don't.
But if you have to every once in a while, it's summer.
Can I explain to everybody why I'm the shoeless guy?
Don't mention it until they look down.
I feel like I got... I mean... I don't know, like, if you guys can even see it anymore.
I don't
want
to see it.
You can't see it.
It's just on the side.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's all along the arch, and there's one up here, and there's one down here by the heel.
How is this allowed to happen, and you didn't even notice?
Didn't feel it at the time. Didn't feel it until they started to itch. And I wear Vans. I wear Vans with no socks. Don't judge me. I've just always done that. And the rubbing, it's like a mix of tickling and burning. At the same time, it's awful. It's just awful. I was walking upstairs to come to work, and every step I took, I was like,
okay, so people need to text in their mosquito bite remedies.
Are there mosquitoes?
916-909-1065. People have them.
Really?
Sure.
909-1065. I'll bet you've got some old
Asian remedies.
Mm-hmm. So I use tea tree oil, or you can use vapor rub or whatever. You slap
like
that
Vicks
on.
Like Vicks vapor rub?
Yeah, you slap that on, and then you slap it.
I do feel like slapping it is important.
Yeah, slapping it makes the itch go away.
Is this just a, let's see if we can get Gavin to hit himself?
No. It gets rid of the itch instead of you scratching it and scarring your skin.
So I don't scratch it.
No, you have to hit it.
You got to smack it.
Yeah. Smack it. The harder you smack it, the less pain or more.
I mean, I got to be honest, Kevin, that's not as Asian remedy as I was hoping
for. Wow. Like, what were you hoping for?
Tiger bomb or something like that.
I mean, not everyone has tiger bomb at their disposal.
All right, here we go.
Their disposal.
Yes, see?
Yeah.
Not itchy, right?
Okay, now I always recommend...
Okay. You're doing too
I always recommend take your thumbnail.
What a sensation.
Okay, and put it on the mosquito bites and make an X with your thumbnail.
Really?
I have nails, though.
I'll try. Well, I've got enough that I can drive it in.
Make an X.
Okay, there's one side.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I always do.
There's the other side. Really? I'm really digging, by the way.
Yeah, there you go. How's that feel?
That felt better than slapping it.
Okay.
What about
Kevin?
Do you guys ever hear of the one where you pinch yourself somewhere else on your body? Did you ever hear that one?
Whoever told you that was messing with you.
It seemed like something that worked when I was a kid, and now my body's focusing on that pain instead of...
Whoever told you that was messing with you.
All right, yeah, maybe you're right about that.
It feels
that.
Like something an older cousin tells you, and then later goes back to the other cousins and goes, he did it.
Well, you guys are telling me to slap myself and to put X's on my body.
That's real.
It's working, yeah.
Like I'm joining a gang or something like that. If anybody else, though, has any mosquito remedies... Please text it in, because right now, the rest of my day is going to be filled with telling all of my coworkers why I'm barefoot.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
My best friend lives in Boston, and I don't know what happened to him. At some point in his life, he went from a guy with no skill like me to he just does everything at his house.
Okay.
He fixes stuff. One day, he sends me a picture, and it's his entire side. Now, like I say, he lives in Boston, so their front yards are really big. And he lives in a house that's like 120 years old or 130 years old. And there's this really long walkway that was like cement slabs. That's like looks like a mini sidewalk that goes from the sidewalk all the way back to his house. And he just sends me a picture, and it's all chewed up. I go, what happened? And he goes, I'm breaking it up. We're putting in a brick one. I go, who is? He goes, I am. I go, on whose authority? He goes, it's my house. I can do what I want. I go, not destroy it. And he goes, I know how to do this stuff. I go, you don't know how to do this.
Well, what you're describing isn't a difficult thing to do.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, I don't think I've ever said anything that you've said has been difficult.
Well, what you're describing is dig them out.
Right.
Put new ones in.
Lay brick in.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
I mean, unless you're concreting it in, I don't know how to do that part of it.
I mean, you have to mix the stuff up.
But you can lay brick without doing concrete. You can put small rocks in between.
I don't think he's doing that. I think where they live, I think you have to because of all the storms that come through.
Okay. Because I've laid a brick walkway before. And I just used really fine, I mean, teeny tiny rocks. And once it was all in there.
Yeah.
You lay it all on there and you just sweep it back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Never once will I have the courage to do something like that. I'm like, where did you learn how to do something like that? He goes, YouTube.
Yeah.
So I just watch YouTube and I learn how to do it. I go, oh my God, that's crazy. Like if I wanted that done, I wouldn't even hesitate to just pay somebody to do it, professionally.
I mean, there are some things I couldn't do and I wouldn't do.
I was like, how'd you even break up those cement slabs that were there for God knows how many decades? I'm like, you're not strong enough to swing a sledgehammer. What'd you do? He's like, I rented a jack.
Yeah.
I go, you rented a jack? I go, the only time you'll ever hear me rent a jack is if it's a guy named Jack. That will come and break all of the cement up and then lay the brick.
I will say this. I don't know that I could be a jackhammer person.
You'd be self-conscious about just how this is shaking me too much.
No, it just seems like it would hurt your arms.
It does seem like it would hurt your arms.
Yeah.
And so loud. No, see? Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
I don't want.
I wouldn't be able to have the courage to do any of that stuff. But man, God bless the people who can. God bless the people who can. Now, I do want to throw an asterisk in there because Katie thinks she's one of those people. At one point, she did want to move her kitchen physically in her house until somebody had to be like, gas lines.
Yeah, I did. Oh. I did.
You did reach your wall with the words gas line.
Yes. See? I have my limits.
Now, that was before YouTube tutorials, though. So, like,
no, I wouldn't move a gas line.
I watched a YouTube video about
turning on a barbecue and opening the the propane. Yeah.
That I'm sounds like, dangerous. It I'm sounds like,
is
very
it, is it on? Because if I push a button, it's going to make fire. And
yeah, I can see like, but I can see you being like, I watched a YouTube video. And, you know, I'm not going to do it. And I want credit for that. But moving a gas line doesn't seem that hard.
Okay. Can I tell you why I can't just learn stuff on YouTube?
Why?
Don't have the patience.
What?
These always men.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jer.
Mm-hmm.
Back with another tutorial on. Now, last time, don't forget to follow me on my Substack. It's like, Jer, when are we going to get to it?
Right.
I don't need a whole. Now, as you know, my wife Pam and I, when we moved into this, you know what it is? It's the online recipes of men.
I was just about to say that. Online YouTube tutorials for home repair shows how close men and women can actually be at times because of the recipes.
Online recipes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
My
I don't need a backstory.
Jan and I love to go blueberry picking. And it started when we were girls. And I remember I used to say, Mama, do I get to go to the Brambles? And she'd say, yes, my girl.
When I was little, my grandmother loved watching TV and the sunrise and her husband, her country and her husband and the sunrise. And it's like, how do I make a lemon bar? Come on.
Scroll down.
And then you're right. It's just like that, except instead of soft, touchy stuff.
Yeah.
It's all often like, you know, my dad didn't love me enough. But you know what he didn't know how to do? Fix a carburetor.
Right. So you know, before I left for the war.
Yeah. So anyway, so listen, what I'm trying to say is God bless all the home repair people.
Yes.
I see you walking around Home Depot when I go once every other month to buy air filters and I get to feel like a man.
Yeah.
I see that. Where are your PVC pipes? Yeah, good question. Yeah, where are those PVC pipes?
I'm just here for air filters. But.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we're talking about Nelly. That's the celebrity that just flat out refuses to change diapers. And I think when you hear the audio of him and Ashanti talking, it makes it actually sound even worse than it is. And we're going to get to that quickly. The show is called Nelly and Ashanti, We Belong Together. Katie, you love the show, right?
Me and D'Lo love this show.
So Ashanti expresses in this clip concern about handling the baby alone during Nelly's tour. But he reminded her, he'd said he wouldn't do much of anything, even if he's not on tour. Listen to this clip.
I'm blessed with that.
No, that means get up. Mm. It's your turn to change him.
I'm going to take you back to this conversation we had. Before you kicked me under the table, I said, baby, I give you the world. I just ain't changing no diapers.
Oh, my God.
I can't stand lazy ass dads. You barely deserve to be called a dad. If you are somebody like, I'm not changing any diapers, or I don't get up in the middle of the night to do X, Y, and Z, you are the worst.
If you're a dad that won't change a diaper, do you think that's cool?
It's like a massive red flag.
To hear a man say, I won't change a diaper. Okay, if it's the middle of the night and you're working and I'm not working, I'll do it. But it doesn't sound like that's what he's saying. It sounds like he's saying, I just won't.
I just won't.
Like, I'm above that.
Right.
And it's like, what?
But what if he does everything else? And all you have to
what
do
is... What is everything else?
Great question, Katie.
I mean, he
Katie.
Said, I'll give you the world. All you have to do is change the diaper.
No, okay, he's talking about world? Money. He's talking... When a guy says, I gave you the world, he's talking about money. And money is easy to give to somebody.
Also, Ashanti has money. Right. Let's not forget. Right.
But, I mean, I would be a dad that doesn't want to change some diapers.
Kevin! I'm going to tell you this right now. If you ever have a kid, I won't let you be that dad.
Yeah, I mean, we'll punch you in the side of the head.
I will shame you into it.
Absolutely. If the baby has diarrhea, I don't want to deal with that.
That's all they have at first.
Well, then I'll help and I'll wait until it gets solids and then I'll help.
Oh, you know what? Gavin, don't say anything. Let's let him do this, okay? I want him to not do it during the breast milk phase, okay? And I want him to think it'll be better when it gets solid.
Will it not get better?
No.
It's so much worse.
So much worse.
Don't you think that, like, removes a bonding opportunity.
100%. Yeah. That's why when you were saying, like, I'll do all the nighttime stuff, I get the logic behind what you're saying. I totally do. But I think when you are a woman that allows a man to do almost nothing in the raising of the kid.
Hold on. That's just the nighttime stuff. When you get home, my expectation is that if I've been with the baby all day,
yeah,
and I understand you've been at work,
yeah,
I get to hand them over for at least some time. If you are home and you are awake, if I'm on maternity leave, my expectation is that you are pulling your weight in the same way I am.
Fair enough.
When you're home.
But I feel like if you're a woman, and I hate putting this, it sounds like victim blaming,
okay,
but I hate phrasing it this way, but I feel like it can be phrased this way. If you're a woman that allows your husband to be a dad that does very little, if not nothing, to in the raising of the baby phase, you are putting them already behind in connecting with their child. I feel like that's terrible. I actually feel bad for cavemen like Nelly, because that kid's not going to have a relationship with you should.
I don't know that they're... You could say that.
It's not. I can't, because
mom will be.
This is just one thing. Not changing a baby's diaper is one thing.
Yeah.
A person who says that, there are many things they're not going to do.
Here's the thing you can't do. You can't say women are allowing their spouse to do this. Because, well, are there not things in your marriage that you don't like? And somebody could say, why do you allow that to happen? Well,
that's
it's
true.
Not allowing. You are with the person that you're with.
Yeah.
They have the capabilities that they have. They have the mindset that they have. You also can't force an adult to do anything. What I would say is, let's pregame this a little bit, right? Ladies, when you first start dating a guy,
yeah,
let's find out what he thinks a dad looks like. If he wants to have kids,
that's good.
Let's go down a little checklist.
What's his dad like?
Right.
What's the dynamic between him and his wife?
What does he want out of parenthood?
Great.
Because
point.
Once you're in, you can't pull back and go like, well, it's not fair that you're, if you haven't had these conversations.
Text in your thoughts to 916-909-1065. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mixing it.
Online therapy. Try it, because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.